Vista Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel here filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. Feel free to call in with any thoughts or questions today at 605-4567. Lots to talk about today, and we're going to be joined by Patrick Jones, who, full disclosure, is a friend of mine who I've hunted with and who spent countless hours in trucks driving to Wyoming. And got to know him, and so...
But it won't stop me.
Won't stop Ruth. We always have the hippie influence. So before we jump into Patrick, though, we have Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo Advisors for the Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are slightly lower to start the midweek session. Currently, the Dow's down 6 points at 17,099, while the Nasdaq's down 5 at 4,565, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,998. Oil's up a nickel this morning at $93.91 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.13%. Gold's up 80 cents this morning at $1,286, while silver is up 2 pennies at $19.48 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. Home Depot's down 15 cents at $91.45. Caterpillar's up 39 cents at $108.45, while 3M is up a half a buck at $144.10. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. Sunny and a high around 100 degrees today. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Going to be continued clear, hot, no rain in sight throughout the week. And then we should see a little bit of temperature drop into the weekend as we get into your Labor Day. Right now in Reading, we are looking at about 66 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts and are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Radio at Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, that's very exciting. 100-degree weather today again. That makes me excited. Beats the alternative of Montana with snow right now.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
It is a dry heat. There's no mugginess to it, which, you know, for a while there, we had a couple muggy days. That shows you how unpleasant that can be. So
getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, how's that been for you?
Yeah, not so great. Yeah. Not so great. I am not, you know, for many years I had to get up. And when I was in Chicago, I started out as a grunt. I was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get on that first train. I do not miss that. Since we moved out here, the only thing I usually get up for is hunting. And I'm ready to go back
to
my real estate schedule.
Maybe we ought to get you hunting in the next month or so.
Well, that's the problem with California hunting, quite frankly. I'm an avid bow hunter, love to bow hunt. However, California has the rules. You bow hunt in Illinois from basically I would just bow hunt mid-November. And then maybe a little bit in January in the second rut after there's snow on the ground. The downside of that is it's bitter cold. Your mustache will freeze. But it's fun. You know, you're sitting out there. It's beautiful fall days in November, maybe late October around Halloween. The leaves are changing. It's just a gorgeous time to be out in the woods. Here they want you to go out and bow hunt. It's 100 degrees today, so you're going to be tramping around mountains that are
real men don't really look at the weather temperature when they
well
go
there's more to think
hunt,
about
right?
than that. Well,
I mean, I don't hunt, but
I have shot my fair share of animals. I've got my plenty of trophies. It's not about that. It's about the experience. I've taken my son out many times, and we'll still rifle hunt, but for bow hunting in California, it's 100 degrees. You got meat spoilers. You got all these different things to think about. And also just the pleasure of it. You know, if you shoot an animal, you want to, you know, take care and make sure that animal's something that you're going to be able to eat. And then you're dragging it out through ridiculous canyons and trees and everything else. It's getting dirty. And it's 100 degrees. And so, no, it's for me, I don't understand why California does that, but speaking of crazy California things,
I've got a lot on my mind today, Ruth. No, you're a little timid today. I'm not timid at all.
Oh,
you know why, folks? He doesn't want to talk about this because he's very timid about it. He watched the Bachelor thing.
I did not.
And I actually watched it last night so I could have this conversation because it was a two-night event.
I did not watch it.
So that's the story.
I honestly don't
even
know.
But I watched The Bachelor Pad.
I don't want. Yeah. Oh, was it The Bachelor Pad on the island?
Or the Paradise thing.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Oh, no. I watched Tosh.0 last night with my son.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday event we do. I had no idea it was on.
Oh.
My wife was not home. Which brings me directly. Thank you, Ruth. Finally, you've given me a decent lead into the next story. And good old Jerry Brown, and I've got Patrick here. So, Patrick, we're going to talk about things that are just general and then specific and kind of whatever crosses our mind. But I go last night to my wife left us some chicken in a plastic thing that I was supposed to microwave that's got pre-barbecue sauce on it and buns. And I thought, you know, that just doesn't sound good to me. And the kids came home. My daughters were riding. And I got home. My son was driving them.
Let's do pizza, right?
No, normally I love pizza, but the pizza's been killing my blood sugar, so I've got to eliminate some of that bread, and starting to realize that that's got to be a once a week treat. So I'm like, okay, I'm not eating this junk. I'm up for Arby's, which isn't much better.
Oh yeah, let's go from a chicken.
Well, they
dish
have that.
To...
They do have. I got to say, they do have that delicious French dip, which is not a lot of bread. I can take off
the
top.
Know the menu. I don't go to Arby's.
You don't. You're
no,
missing
I don't.
Out. They've got a wonderful.
I don't go to Burger King either.
Neither do I. Although they, you know, I got no problem with it. I do get a kick out of Warren Buffett. Don't get me distracted, Ruth. So I go down to Arby's. Right.
Mm.
Poor guy has a difficult time. Takes us quite a while. It's ridiculously expensive for fast food for me and my kids, and I'm thinking this is ridiculous.
How much?
$31.
So you could have gone to a nice dinner.
No, you can't because Red Robin last weekend was $75.
Oh, so we go from Arby's to Red Robin, even better.
Birthdays, Ruth. We had two birthdays. They got to go in there and sing. They do the whole clapping thing. I know you like all that drama.
I wonder if Vintner Cellars is closing. But
yeah, I'm not going to. God forbid we add booze to the bill. Then we're talking $150. So I go down there. I go through the thing, come up to pay, give him my debit card, right? Can I see your ID, sir? Which I'm always like, you know, it just stuns me that in California and in almost anywhere in the United States now, in order to use my debit card, which I'm supposed to have my personal code for, he ran it as a credit card, so be that as it may. But in order to use your credit card or your debit card at many stores, I would say the overwhelming majority of places now, you have to have an ID.
Well, it could
However,
be that your picture was on the wall in the back room, and
don't
know,
get distracted,
to,
Ruth. Yeah. Stay with us here. Stay off the hippie topics. We're going to stay focused today. So you give them your ID to buy a freaking roast beef sandwich. However, when it's brought up that hey, it might not be a bad idea for you to have an ID to vote, it becomes racist. It becomes onerous. It becomes you're stuck in the ways. You're trying to make it more difficult on poor people. So the idea, and I want Patrick's take on this, you know, as an elected official, I don't think we have a lot of...
There's a three-day grace period now there.
What?
Giving you a three-day grace period now once you vote. That the legislature is going to give you three extra days to get unsigned. I mean, it doesn't have to be postmarked, but they're giving you an extra 3 days.
To do what?
Oh, mail-in ballots.
Mail in your ballot, yeah. Without it doesn't have to be postmarked.
So at least the good news in all of this is there's not a 10-day waiting period when you bought that Arby's sandwich. So that's something.
That's true.
Yet.
Yeah. Good. But, you know, the insanity of this. Now, and I'm from, you know, I've got a Chicago background.
Right.
Chicago, the way they get around this, they'll say, you know, you can't ask those poor brothers to come in and have. They're 98 years old. They don't have an ID yet. So that means they don't go to Arby's, obviously. They're not able to use a debit card, so they don't have a debit card. They don't have any driver's license, but I've seen it in Chicago. When they vote in Chicago, you know, they always talk about the ground game, get out the machine. I've lived it. And in Chicago, it's simple. Vans go all over the communities with these so-called community organizers like our current president, picking up people to take them to the polling place. And then after the polling place is done, they swing by the church or the local community center or whatever, and they get a free meal or they get their paycheck. They get their $25 for showing up volunteering or whatever, which includes voting that day and voting exactly as they tell. So I've seen how that works. I just don't understand. And then we've got Jerry Brown coming out yesterday saying, hey, all Mexicans are welcome in California. Now, I got
we
no
are
problem with
Mexico.
I got no problem with Mexico. I got no problem with the workers. I think they're hard freaking workers. They've actually got wonderful family values. Big families tend to be more conservative in their religious beliefs. But the idea that you're going to be able to break the law, come in here and do whatever you want, not have to have an ID, not pay taxes.
Or taxpayers paying for them to live here.
And for their education, for their hospital. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I want Patrick's take on that. So we'll be back right after this.
And it is 7:15. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. An in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you, classes on health and diet, and raw and organic food. Just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. That is Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And Carl will fire me if I don't do this, with my apologies.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the left.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city. None more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. It's starting to cool off in the mountains, so fill up those kerosene tanks before the price goes up. We'd like to remind all of our customers that we are CFN fleet-wide card locks at all of our locations, and Visa MasterCard will also be used 24/7. If you want to apply for credit online, it's northernlightsenergyinc.com. And don't forget to use the pay-forward account. Labor Day is not far off, so come on in and fill up on the ethanol-free 93 for all those weed eaters and lawnmowers. And also, gather up the empty barbecue bottles and stop in and see Gary. With fires dying down a little bit now, it's a great time to gather up the kids and head to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. The Junior Livestock Sale is on Monday after the breakfast, so come early and support our local 4-H and FFA kids. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, and delivered to just about everywhere. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel, filling in here for Carl and Linda Bott. We've had a great time this week. This is our last day. Carl and Linda, I think, are back tomorrow, right, Ruth?
Huh?
Carl and Linda back tomorrow? Sorry to interrupt, Jay.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at Bob. I was listening to the music, getting into that.
Carl and Linda back tomorrow?
They come back, I think, today. But Trish will be here tomorrow.
Late tonight. Yeah. Trish is hosting tomorrow. Carl will likely be here, knowing Carl. Eager to get back on to, well, I think on Thursday, Carl will be so eager, he'll come in here even if he has to sort of drag himself in.
Oh, yeah, because that
like
that
a Marine
whole,
across the battlefield.
Yeah, that whole time zone thing, man, I was exhausted.
It'll be lagged.
It's tough when you get old. It's tough on your roof. Don't feel
and
bad.
And Carl's older than me. Not much, but just a little bit. Yeah.
Anyhow, you keep cutting that hair shorter, and I'm going to start to think. You never. I'm just telling you.
Yours get longer, and mine get shorter.
I know. I miss her long, blonde, flowing locks. I'm sure Al does too.
That's what happens when you get
well, you know, age. Kurt's
tired of the maintenance.
Kurt's from Illinois and Chicago, so you know. I mean, those are the two states.
I think
so
you've been watching Bachelor Pad too long.
Hey, I was watching my good friend Jeff Bridges on TV last night. Uh-huh. I thought, man, he's got the best hair ever. I love that
get
dude's
the real
hair.
Skinny the dude. From your
Anyhow.
Wife.
We asked Patrick before the break. Right? We're joined by Patrick Jones, city councilman, running again, personal friend. Open caveat there. Disagrees with my dad on quite a few things. However, I got to tell you, there's times I disagree with my dad, too. He tends to be overly optimistic, and everything is a positive, and I'm just a little more cynical. I understand, but still, everybody, you know, they get along just fine, and there's certainly room for disagreement while still being civil. So back to the immigration. Here, I go to Arby's. I got to show my ID. There are states arguing that you don't even need to have a driver's license to get a or now, even when they say, we'll give you a free state ID, they're still trying to say, oh, this is racist. This is horrible. You know, you're just trying to make it difficult. And you brought up during the break the idea of the 10-day waiting period.
Yeah, and that's been in the news lately. A federal judge has finally ruled here in California that the 10-day waiting period is unconstitutional. And we've been saying that for decades and decades, that to make a person wait where you have the ability to check their background quickly within really 3 or 4 minutes, and many states do that. They have an instant check. Check your background. You have a good background. Buy your gun and go home. You're not a criminal. You haven't been doing any criminal activity. Your background proves that. And those states that have taken part in the instant check have had very good success with that, and it's worked. And that's what we've argued here. And so we've had, not only do we currently today on almost all firearms have a 10-day wait, it had gone up to handguns were 15, and it had gone up for a short period up to 20 days. And we had always argued that there's no common sense in that you're making people that might only have 30, 40 guns, making them wait a 10-day period when they already have lots of guns. And for a lot of us that have CCWs, concealed weapon permits, that, we have guns as well. We have them on our permit, and we're being made to wait 10 days. And really in the state, the only thing we could conclude is that it was a punitive measure because it's a real burden for people. For some of my customers that are in Orleans or in Aden or different places, they don't come in very often. And so they have to come down, start their background check, and then return 10 days later, but they only have a 20-day window. Otherwise, their background check goes dead. And so we lose out on a lot of sales. And it wasn't like that before. And years and years ago, we had a better system. It was simpler, easier. And so in the break, we were talking about common sense in a lot of different areas about having, you know, a simple ID, a proper identification card here in California. And
one that can be easily duplicated by the criminals, right?
No, you know, not with holograms with all the holograms and different things they can put on IDs. Jerry Brown's coming out saying, give illegal aliens.
I mean, police officers have to wait 10 days. That's just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they are exempt with a letter from their commanding officer, and so they don't have to wait if they wish not to. They can get a letter.
But here's a money making scheme, right? Reading.
Yes.
You give out these certificates for like 6 months and charge $200. So I'm good. I can go buy guns for 6 months because the city of Redding's already done my background. Here's your certificate. And that's a money-making thing for the city, right?
Well, no.
Why couldn't we do something
We're way off on that. This is not a moneymaker for the city. This is the city
it
has.
We can make it.
No, I think she's trying to propose it. I'm completely baffled and dumbfounded by the
well,
idea.
Well, because that would be an unconstitutional, illegal tax.
Yeah, no, because we used to do it. That's what we used to do, the backgrounds, and say, yes, this person can.
You just heard him say they're void after 20 days.
I'm just saying that.
In the state of California today, Department of Justice will handle all the background checks. And prior to 1968, it could have been that the city had done, you know, certain types of things, or the state of California may have had a different approach from the federal law that passed in 68. But nevertheless, today, California Department of Justice charges $25 for the background check. And there's a big issue with that, in that it doesn't cost $25 to do the background check. And I've been very critical of that. In fact, our Senator Jim Nielsen at the time inquired about the cost of that background check to California Department of Justice and got no response on that. And come to find out that it doesn't cost $25 to do a background check. It costs $9. And the state of California Department of Justice, specifically California Department of Justice, was specifically slicing off a good chunk of that and putting it into a hidden special account, all done illegally. And then last year, through special emergency legislation, they passed a law in California that allowed California Department of Justice to use that money, which was at least $50 million, to hire more field agents to come knock on people's doors. Those are facts. That's the truth. That's our government for you. So, Kurt, it's a little hard to be positive and not be a little bit cynical about government when you see that they are hiding certain funds from the California public, overcharging for a background check that shouldn't cost that much, and then, to make matters worse, making us wait 10 days when we're law-abiding people.
Now, what reason do they have to come knock on someone's door?
Exactly.
No, I mean, would it be over a gun issue there? Are they saying, is that hire more people to come out and check if your guns are legal?
So here's what's happening today. And I've talked to Sheriff Bozinko, and in fact, he did confirm that California Department of Justice field agents were in Redding knocking on people's doors, cross-referencing people that have purchased firearms and that may have a restricted background or restraining order, someone living at that house, maybe a son or daughter that has a restricted background, restraining order, felony conviction, aggravated assault. There's a whole laundry list of things. So they cross-reference, and then they come knocking on those
maybe
doors.
Maybe they were here during Bob's explosion, that explosion deal. The thing
and I can tell you, we had
he's moving back in, by the way.
Is
yeah,
he?
But, yeah.
I had probably at least six or seven calls during that time period, people calling up and frantic about why are there are three agents knocking on their door at 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock at night, and they didn't understand what was going on.
So they called you and not the police, right?
They were wondering what's going on.
And you knew, right?
I at that second, did not know.
Of course.
But I found out very quickly. Now, the sheriff didn't know either. So I had to call the sheriff, and the sheriff had to go find that out. So nobody knew. These folks came into town. They're supposed to tell the sheriff when they come into the county, but
they
did
not. So let
me
get this right. They knock on the door, and the person says, "Who are you?" And we say, "We're Department of Justice." And they, "Wait a minute, I got to call Patrick Jones?"
Well, you'd have to ask them, Ruth, but I've been around a long time, Ruth, and I speak
candidly. No, I just say that because it sounds kind of silly. Somebody knocking on your door at 8 o'clock at night, they call you.
It's silly. I'm curious.
They may have called others, but they called me too. And one of the persons that called me was a retired chief. I'm not going to say what chief that he worked for. And he got the knock on the door. And he invited him in because he sees their law enforcement officers of sorts. So he invites him in, has a cup of coffee. And they say, and he says, "Hey, what's up? What can I help you with?" And they said, "We'd like to see your guns." And he says, But why? "Well, because you're such and such." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm such and such. But why would you want to see my guns?" "Well, because you're such and such."
They asked to see his gun.
It took him 2 hours.
Yes, right?
It took him – no.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. But it took him 2 hours to get them to leave. And it scared the hell out of him because he really thought he might have to go downtown or something to that effect, or go to Sacramento, or that they were going to take his guns, and they were demanding that. In this particular case, they got the right name, obviously not the right person, and that happened several more times where they had the wrong information, and they're using – but the fact of the matter, let's go back to the real facts. That money came from a background check that was illegal, that was overcharged, and then they came and knock on people's doors. And they've done that here in Shasta County. They've done it in the Bay Area. We knew they were doing it last year in the Bay Area. It's a little different when they do it in your hometown, and then they also moved on to Lassen County from what the sheriff has said.
Now, so, when they come, though, there's nothing that you need to say.
You don't have to say anything, but it's just human nature when somebody knocks on your door that's of authority to answer. And we are law-abiding people.
But you have to invite them in.
You don't have to invite them in. You actually don't have to talk to them. They don't have restraining orders, or they don't
warrants.
Have a current warrant. And You don't have to say anything to them if you don't want. I would probably recommend that. They're on a hunting expedition.
Somebody
with
shows
the information.
Up at my door at 8 o'clock at night. Sorry, I'm not even opening my door. You know.
Right. But here when you have three California Department of Justice officials, for most of us, we were going to ask, you know, how can we help you? You know, what's the problem? I mean, we're not crooks. We're not, you know, we're not trying to hide anything. We're not trying to be mean or anything. We're just, if somebody asks us a question, it's, you know, it's human nature. But the 10-day waiting period is silly and ridiculous. And we'll talk more about it. I know we have a break shortly. We'll talk about having common sense in government.
Yeah, and if you're one of those people that got a knock on the door at 8 o'clock and some Department of Justice wanted to come in, give us a call, 605-4567. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. 44. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822, 734 on Free Fire Radio. Now back to our program.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel. And this morning, our guest here, while we're filling in for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460 AM, is Patrick Jones. And so we're talking about a broad range. A broad range.
So in the chat room, it says, "My door is locked for your protection, not mine."
We're having a hard time focusing this morning.
Yeah, that's there's almost just a lot like to talk the outside about. The wire kind of discussion. It sounds a little creepy to me. Sounds a little.
It is very creepy, but it's real.
Well, and you know, it's a thing that to bring it back to politics. It's one of those things where. You know, they talk about the disenfranchisement of the young vote. And one of the things that has caused these people, because they still tend to be idealistic, silly kids thinking that everything, peace and love. Some of them never grow out of it, right, Ruth? But however, now they're saying one of the things that is causing these people to feel disenfranchised was the whole NSA, whole Edward Snowden. And that always stuns me. And this is another example. You're starting to see a cross-referencing of technology. We've already been told that, I am going to say it's safe to assume that they can hear every word said on your radio, on your phone. They can probably listen in.
Well,
if you have
not at the IRS.
Everywhere but the IRS.
The IRS.
They've got copies of everything. They can see every text you send. Now they've got satellite technology that can see your face as you walk. So you have to assume that your level of privacy is gone. And now you're seeing cross-referencing some technology to go back and say, hey, you had a restraining order back in this time and now, and we show that you own guns or you have so-and-so live in your house, which I understand the logic.
And
it's
I can
a little
tell
bit scary.
The more – if you have a bad guy in your town and something's going on, and I can tell you from maybe Bob's incident where you want to know everything there is to know about that person, you don't really need law enforcement databases to find out all that information. You just go on social media.
Well, that's true. You can find out quite a bit on social media.
I mean, there was a lot about that guy on social media that didn't know, your neighbor.
Yeah, but think about what they do know. You've got to believe as they gather the ability to compound and to multiply and
to aggregate
all this information. Next thing, you're taking Vicodin for pain. That is a mind altering drug. You're no longer allowed to own a gun. Or
get on the website and look at ViagraCurt. They know that you're doing that too.
Who does that?
Well, didn't you watch 60 Minutes last week? Bob and I were talking about this, that you visit a website and this system called Disconnect.
Well,
yeah, the cookies. And so they show all the people, the internet people that are looking you to type in your computer.
Oh, absolutely. Haven't you ever noticed when you go to, say, we're going to Bodega Bay.
Right.
So you go and you Google hotels Bodega Bay.
Right.
For the next week, every ad you get, and suddenly, even though you didn't know they even knew your email, you're suddenly getting emails saying, hey, great deals on Bodega Bay hotels. They absolutely mine that stuff. There's a huge business selling that information. Google's probably the worst.
Or Facebook.
Facebook, I'm sure, can sell all that information.
Yeah, but I just saw your phone. You got an update on Graham from Bachelor Pad thing.
On who?
You are so not letting that go. Huh?
No, I'm not.
You know,
I watch Hard Knocks and Kurt watches Bachelor.
I tried to watch Hard Knocks last night and I fell asleep.
You know, back to this recent headline where the federal judge said that the 10-day waiting period is unconstitutional. For folks out there listening, it's not in effect today, obviously. We're still going to have a 10-day waiting period. And you still have a 20-day window then to pick up that firearm and a background check and all that's going to be done. But in 6 months from now, if this is not appealed, California Department of Justice will be enacting some new systems where if you've already purchased a firearm in some sort of time period, I do not know what that time period is. Is it the last 5 months, 6 months, last year? I'm not sure yet. But in some time certain, then you won't have to wait 10 days. And if you have a valid concealed weapon permit, you won't have to wait 10 days. And we're assuming this is an instant check, but again, some of these details are yet to come forward. And that's 6 months from now or longer, depending on if this is appealed.
And it does seem to me, though, that they're making it more and more difficult. Like we mentioned on Monday, we had a caller after the show that had been out of state in a state where it's much easier to buy weapons. And the list of guns that are illegal to buy in California that are totally legal in, say, Texas. And when you tell stories like you told about them showing up at a former chief of police's house.
Well, no, not a chief of police, but just a former chief of sorts. So I'm not going to give
his
identification.
Could be an Indian chief, right?
He's not Indian,
but
he's in law enforcement.
Yeah, former law enforcement government guy. The one thing that strikes me is that's something I could not envision happening in Texas. I could not envision that happening in Utah.
Oh, it's going to happen in Texas.
I could not envision that happening in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho.
Mile.
The places that people are leaving California to go to because of these kinds of reasons, I just don't see that happening. And well, I think you're crazy, Ruth. There's no way that ever happens in Texas. They don't have that kind of a justice department.
They just indicted the governor. Hello.
Okay, that is so silly. That is the only liberal official in the entire state. The same people that indicted who was
all
the
those
last
Californians
guy?
That went to who Texas.
Who was the last? They didn't go to, well. If they probably many of them went to Austin. Who was the poor guy that was indicted? He used to be the Speaker of the House down there in Texas. It was like a 7-year process, a huge ordeal, and he was exonerated of all charges. But they ended up getting him out of power. I can't remember his name.
They're just going to stop him from being president is what they're going to do.
He might stop himself. You know, that's an interesting question, though. And I like him. He did kind of that. That's going to be hard to get past that oops. I mean, that's just going to be a lot to ask people to forget. They always talk about Ronald Reagan.
When you get up
losing.
In our age, we do a lot of that. It's called sometimes.
He's a good looking
sometimes
man,
you remember, sometimes you don't.
I think that they're – sorry, you'll be able to figure out who they're afraid of by who they start ripping on every night. And for the longest time, they were ripping on Chris Christie every night on MSNBC. Then they switched over to do a little bit on Rand Paul. Then they went away and went to – now they're scared of Rick Perry. Yeah. But I did see an article that they're starting to be genuinely concerned about Rand Paul. And I got to say, I'm not sure what I think about all of his worldviews and his foreign policy, because that's a little scary right now. You got some crazy stuff going on out there.
He was in Guatemala the other day, helping out the Guatemalans.
I know,
but he's not
in favor of like going after these crazy.
Hopefully, he doesn't go to Africa because that whole Ebola thing is just way.
I know. And I'll tell you, crazy. Just talk about getting distracted. My wife went to some jewelry party last night. Good Lord, that's why I didn't watch any because I
Are
only
we getting
watched
into the hen talk, Kurt. Now,
yes.
Yeah.
So my question when she comes home from these things is, geez, how much did you spend? Well, this one is supposedly to help women in difficult countries. Then they make jewelry. She comes home and she was wearing something. I go, oh, good Lord, did you buy that there? Because that is not an attractive necklace. She goes, no, I did not. That was from a different place.
That was a gift from you, my husband, 10 years.
I always say, Ruth, it's simple. They're all a gift for me because it's all my moolah. So she says, no, but I bought the prettiest necklace. I have to order it. And I go, well, just the only thing. And they benefit these women in Guatemala. And then she goes, Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador, Ethiopia, Guam.
Is that the island Ghana. That flips over?
Ghana. Thank you. Ghana. Then she says a couple, Congo. I'm like, okay, just tell me that the one you ordered did not come from Africa. Because if it came from Africa, I'm not going to let you open the box. That's a bodily. I mean, I was
in Africa last year.
I was in Africa 2 years ago. I think
we're still taking
safe.
Showers every day.
Okay, South Africa has closed the border. They are not allowing the civilized countries in Africa have closed the border. This thing.
Well, airlines are refusing to go there.
United States isn't. United States are. No, they're not.
The pilots in
South Africa. If you live in the Liberia, Sierra Leone, any of those places, Nigeria. You are no longer allowed to fly into South Africa. So I told her, this is a scary thing. I don't think we know even a tenth of what's going on down there. The World Health Organization is talking about they're pulling out their health workers because their health workers are all getting sick. The only way this thing's going to go away is they're going to put a military blockade around entire sections and let all those people die. That's going to be the sad thing about this. But we have no idea how bad this is or how bad it could be. Think about this. You fly, Ruth, you're off on another one of your globetrotting travels. You fly through Atlanta to go to Africa because that's a huge hub. Africa to Atlanta is a huge hub. Atlanta also happens to be a huge hub to go all over the United States. So you fly into Atlanta. Everything looks good. You're there. Some guy was a big-hearted gentleman. He went out and he was a doctor. He doesn't know he has it. He goes over. He uses the water fountain, and he's got and he's sweaty. And you walk up a minute later, and you push on that, and he's sweaty, and he uses the lever on the water fountain or the bathroom. He flushes the toilet. He's sweaty, though. So he leaves his moisture on that thing. You walk up 5 minutes later. You go whack it. Now you've got the moisture on your hands. You get on the plane. You kiss your wife. She goes back. She uses the bathroom.
Yeah, but he washed his hands afterward.
You're talking about the possibility
Maybe.
Of massive spreading because of the airlines. I know, and nobody seems that concerned about it.
No,
Tara doesn't even know what it is, and I'm like, God, this younger generation—they don't pay attention. She goes,
because they're not germaphobes like you. I mean, you have to exchange bodily fluids,
well,
as I understand.
The matter, too,
it,
going so. Back to those young kids being disenfranchised, she's also completely unaware of Ferguson. So I wonder, they get this whole segment of the population that doesn't pay attention to anything.
Well, you know, in Africa, and when you talk about infectious diseases, it is a serious concern not only for the United States but for everyone throughout the world. And many different infectious diseases have
like
come out of Africa.
Tuberculosis. Yeah.
Well, and many other things. And, you know, all these things are also developing into different things. And Africa's like that. Africa's always been like that. Only the toughest survive in Africa, and that's people, animals, plant life, everything. That climate is so hostile. There is they've always said in Africa there's only middle-aged people. There's no young and there's no old. They die.
Damn monkeys. And that's what it comes down to.
So
I think Ebola was bats, though.
It's an interesting problem, and it should be, you know, talked and discussed more about. And people should be aware of you know, the major risks that it is. And again, it's not just Ebola. There's a whole series of other things. And I personally know other people that have come home with different things, and it's taken some of their lives.
Oh, well, I always tell the story. I'm going to take a break. But my dad, when I graduated high school, offered to take me on a trip someplace. So I could go to China, and I'm like, yeah, the food, that doesn't sound at all appealing. And he said, we can go to Africa. Well, he had taken a group of World Vision big donators to Africa. One of the dudes got bit on the cheek by a fly in a village where they're donating all this food. People give money to get to go see where their money's working. Guy gets bit on his cheek, gets back in the Volkswagen minivan to drive back into town. Halfway into town, stop the van. Jumps out, explosive diarrhea. He's sick. He comes back to the United States. He has it forever. 6 months later, no idea what's wrong. He's still deathly ill. My dad says, you can go to Africa, you can go to China. I'm Africa. Are you kidding me? We chose Alaska. But that's the kind of stuff that those people live with every day. And I don't understand. You would think we're insulated. They just tested a case in Sacramento. That's scary. We need to take a break.
They became negative, and we need to take a break. And when we come back, Patrick, you are running for Reading Council. So I do want to talk to you about an interview you did on the 10th with Sovereign Minds, because it was some off-the-wall stuff. Anyway, you're listening to KCNR. We'll be back in a few minutes.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you at 747 by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry is a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent, and I'm joined by Ruth Angel. And we've got our guest today is Patrick Jones. We've got a short segment here. We've got about 10 minutes left. I think Patrick had to run out to use the restroom. He's coming back now. Well, Ruth, I don't have any idea what you're talking about, so I'm a little bit scared.
I just wanted to, because you're running for city council, so there's a couple things that I was listening to the show that we talked about on Sober Minds.
Yes.
Actually, I kind of had to turn it off, but because I thought it was, you know, Kurt talks about old hands, and I thought some of the conversation was a little strange. And you talked about this email.
Well, I'm glad to know there's no strange things in politics. That's that would be refreshing.
We were talking about this email. You were talking about this email.
Emails.
This collusion going on.
Correct.
Between McConnell, Turtle Bay, and the city. And I was kind of struck by that because the email apparently is between Mike Warren and the city
attorney.
City attorney.
Correct.
And you were sort of throwing out there, intimating that that was there was some sort of collusion. And then you talked a little bit about the grand jury, and I'm thinking to myself, if you think there's collusion, that is obviously a crime. Why wouldn't you be suggesting
You just said something that I don't think is accurate.
Well, wait a second.
There's no collusion. If Mike Warren is he's not a public official.
Mike Warren.
He can have emails with the city council. Collusion, in that situation,
right.
You say collusion is obviously a crime. I don't know that there's a crime committed there. I'm
right.
Saying.
And I didn't say that there was,
You didn't use the word collusion.
Right.
But let me finish.
Sure.
That what you sort of suggested, or the innuendo, was that there was some inappropriate,
conduct
with, and you didn't know where the head of the snake was on the back end or the front end.
Correct.
And then you talked about the grand jury. And my question to you, though, is that as a city official, that if you see something that you feel is just totally outrageous, why don't you launch a grand jury investigation?
There is no city grand jury.
The first, Ruth, let's go back. And am I concerned? It's not just an email. We're talking about an inch and a quarter thick of emails. So grab a hold of that and think about an inch thick of emails going back and forth from our city attorney to Mike Warren with no reimbursement agreement. Now, you don't see that. That's not normally something that you would see when an attorney is going to be communicating that amount. That is a lot of time, and it's not just him, but it's the whole staff, the whole attorney's staff time too.
So and if you read, negotiation for property, and you don't think that that's appropriate, that there is communication?
The communication and the tone of those emails, which are now public, so you can read those, and I encourage everyone to do so. But when you see an email, and I can kind of remember parts of this one that got me very concerned, where our city attorney, Rick DuVernay, is talking to Mike Warren. And our city attorney is saying, Mike, if you're going to change your change direction on this issue with regards to indemnify, there are some risks involved. We're going to need to bring counsel in and get their support. Remember, we have council members that cannot be trusted and or sabotage the process. So weigh this into your decision making and then get back with me. We need to be squeaky clean on this and assess that.
You know, it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Now, I listen to that, and I don't know that there's any wrongdoing in that, though. I'm saying it's always amazing to me, and the reason I start chuckling is because the amazing thing of emails now is everything is forever, unless you're part of the IRS and Lois Lerner. But the idea that he wrote this – now, I don't hear anything you said there. While it might be distasteful, I don't see anything there that is has broken any laws, and it would be typical in a negotiation. And then the other question I would have would be, and I think I'm slightly agreeing with Ruth, but isn't it – are they friends?
I do not know.
Well, he was the city manager.
I would imagine they're friends going back, too, so that might add to the depth of the
When Duvernay came on board, Warren was there, I think, for a short time period, so I'm sure they had contact. Warren left in 2005, I believe, and so there may have been some. The question here, the key here, Ruth, on this, and Kurt, is that if you look at that email and they specifically identify in indemnification and risk associated with that. That means the loss of taxpayers' dollars. And that's my job, is to oversee those taxpayers' dollars.
Well, and you and I have talked about that before. I understand what you're saying because it's a mantra I like to live by. I'm not – and by the way, Randy, we haven't forgotten you. We're just – this is a short segment. So as soon as we come back after the news at 8, we'll carry you over into the next one. I haven't forgotten you, and I apologize and appreciate you sticking in there. But – I understand your indemnification because I'm a fan of I'm not going to let your problem become my problem.
Right.
That's a business model that works. It's like saying I don't want to spend time on things that don't have dollars at the end of them when I'm having the girls figure out what they're going to work on. That being said, I think – and I agree with your issue where you're saying, listen, I'm letting their problem become my problem as the city council. And so I understand your reasoning for saying that I don't want to let the taxpayers get involved in this. That being said, it does seem to me that it's a problem that's easily fixed and remedied with the indemnification, or with the insurance policy, especially if it's a third party that's coming and identifying that. And also, just so I put it out there, I'd like to have Mike Warren in here, and I talked to him in one of our radio shows. I don't know when we're going to be able to do it, but I totally agree with the direction he was taking, and this is probably going to get people, and maybe even you. I think the direction he started Reading in was to make us more of a retirement, more of a service community, because he understands that we're not going to be making anything here. And next hour we'll talk about Sierra Pacific and the new lawsuit. But I like the ideas of the way he's doing things. I like what he's doing at Turtle Bay. He seems to be running it more efficiently, so they're able to make money. And I don't have a problem with him going to the city saying, how can we work this thing out? I understand where you're coming from on the indemnification, but it seems to me if they can make the indemnification where they can basically eliminate the risk to a point where you're content – do you have any other problems with them?
Well, no. And the reality is the city did just that. We made the 5 acres available. And the hotel, in fact, they started getting equipment and things started to progress over 2 years ago. And so the problem was solved. There was no issue with indemnification with the city until McConnell then took a change with regards to the project and said – we're going to eliminate prevailing wage.
Right.
And that then now brings the city into the equation, now making it my problem. And clearly when things get bad, and they will, and they often do, the deep pocket gets hit. And that's where my city attorney needs to step up and say, wait a second, Mike Warren, wait a second here. We've got some issues here. We could lose some substantial amount of money.
But can't that be solved with the policy?
Indemnification is the answer.
And there is. And so there is ways of doing that never discussed. Never did our city attorney say, hey, let's protect the taxpayer and let's do it this way. So, again, read those inch thick of emails. Well, and in addition to that, Ruth,
I just assume that you're going to, if there is something that's criminal or something that's inappropriate.
I don't think he's inferring anything in criminal.
I'm just
here.
Saying
Are
that
you?
If that's it, that, yes, you were on that show.
Well, we can ask. There's no point to infer. Yeah. Do you think there's anything criminal there?
No. I said it's just highly,
irregular?
Highly wrong.
Okay,
he
so,
works for the people of Reading,
so
not for Mike
something.
Warren.
The one thing that I have a problem with is polarization. And isn't this part of that? Isn't this saying, you know, if indemnification is the answer, and we have to take a break here, and it is the answer, you were okay with 5 acres, why this polarization of not just stopping everything and throwing these innuendos out is so destructive. And to me, it's not appropriate.
Well, the polarization, Ruth, I'm going to disagree with you there, but step in real quick. We got to wrap it up. It's the unions. The unions are causing the polarization. I guess we need to take a break.
605-475-4567. We'll be back after the break.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A shocking crime in Philadelphia where police say they found the bodies of two men in a Philadelphia river. One man managed to escape.
Where he's saying he was abducted is in Philadelphia, and we did find several cameras in the area and private businesses.
And he says that claim has been confirmed. That's Philadelphia Police Chief Inspector Scott Small. One of the three men escaped after being thrown into a local river. U.S. officials expressing concern about the growing threat from ISIS. Niall Gardner with the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom says ISIS is out of control.
These are basically traitors. They've turned against their country. They've renounced their own country.
Gardner, who is with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, spoke to Salem Radio Network. The state of Louisiana now suing the federal government over its controversial Common Core standards.
Arguing the program forces states down a path toward a national curriculum, the suit alleges that the federal government has illegally manipulated grant money and regulations to force states to comply. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal claims that violates the state sovereignty clause in the Constitution, and he asked the court to declare that unconstitutional.
SSRN's Wally Hines. The National Hurricane Center says the eastern seaboard should be spared any direct hit from Hurricane Cristobal.
Cristobal is a Category 1 hurricane.
But National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangiolosi says it's far enough offshore, it's likely only to stoke up some heavy surf and maybe some riptides. Meanwhile, in Southern California, residents are stacking sandbags against the possibility of flooding thanks to Hurricane Marie. But some want to play in those big waves, like body surfer Tim Burnham.
This is the stuff that you dream of. Rainbows, unicorns, southern hemi swells, hurricane swells. All honesty, there hasn't been something like this since 97.
Swimmers and surfers are being urged to be aware of the dangerous conditions. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished Gunstock Oak Hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
According to a new study, Mexico is now the most dangerous country in the world when it comes to the likelihood of being kidnapped.
U.S.-based Controlled Risks says Mexico is the worst for kidnapping, followed by Nigeria, Pakistan, Venezuela, and Guatemala. The study shows that 23% of all kidnappings globally happen in Latin America, and 30% of them in Mexico end in murder for the victim. Although there are 80 recognized drug cartels in Mexico, literally hundreds of independent gangs are now also operating. Experts stress in Mexico, 97% of kidnappings are successful for the criminals.
That's James Blears reporting from Mexico City. A newborn baby in critical condition after a 24-year-old mother left her in a neighborhood in a trash can.
Why they found the baby out of the garbage can?
That's Adora Nemitz, who spoke to KSL-TV. It happened in a Salt Lake City suburb. This is SRN News. Don't expect to find American Airlines and U.S. Airways listings on the Orbitz website after September 1st.
That's because the merging airlines were unable to reach agreement with Orbitz on a long-term contract. American says it's already dropped its fares from the travel website and that U.S. Airways listings will be pulled on September 1st. Corporate customers of the airlines will still be able to book travel on Orbitz, but individuals will have to go to the airlines' websites or other travel agents, including online ones such as Expedia or Travelocity.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Ebola still has the upper hand in the outbreak. It's killed more than 1,400 people.
The World Health Organization says that the heavy toll on healthcare workers in this outbreak further impedes control efforts.
reports.
That's Stefan Jerzosik, a spokesman for the UN Secretary General, who says a heavy death toll among the health workers themselves is only making things harder. One top American health official says experts do have the means to stop Ebola. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
But welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and we're joined by Patrick Jones here on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State, streaming live across the World Wide Web at KCNR1460.com. Feel free to call in. We do have a caller, Randy. We're going to get to you, but 605-4567. And
Josh Wiley.
And first, we're going to go to Josh Wiley for the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are slightly higher in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 14 points at 17,121, while the NASDAQ's up 2 at 4,572, and the S&P 500's up a fraction of a point at 2,000. Oil's up 19 cents a barrel at $94.05, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.14%. Gold's down $1.30 at $1,283, while silver's down 2 pennies at $19.44 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: McDonald's is up 24 cents at $75.76. AT&T is up 15 cents at $34.65, while Nike is up 17 cents at $79.65. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. And be sure to listen to the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Sunny and a temperature just over the century mark is what's on tap for our weather today. The overnight low will be around 65. Hotter tomorrow, a high of 102, then it should taper off as we head into the Labor Day weekend. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 69 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793 to give them a call. They offer senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel with Patrick Jones. And I'm going to go ahead and shoot out there. And I don't read the chat room. Ruth reads it all the time because she can multitask. I apparently cannot. I support Patrick. I agree with him. I don't live in the city of Reading, but
me
I do
either.
Support him.
But the fact of the matter is,
the fact of the matter is, I don't disagree with his objection here. I think the objection can be solved. But he brought up a good point when we were on break. And that is, a lot of the people that are supporting this wholeheartedly, jumping in with both feet, and I am a supporter of the hotel because I think it'll bring business and dollars to the community. A lot of the people that are supporting this did not support Churn Creek Bottom, did not support the giant condo project, which was all private money, no prevailing wage issues there. And I have a tough time with people that want to have their cake and eat it too. They pick and choose which items they're going to support and which items they're going to get behind. They say, oh, it's going to create business. That's wonderful. But yet when it's in my backyard or when it affects me or when it's the union, then, oh, no, back up the truck. I've got a problem with the inconsistency there. If you're for one, you should be for all of them. You should have been for Churn Creek. You should have been appalled by the idea that individual voters can take away your individual voting rights on your land. And trust me, anyhow, I want to get to
Randy. So we have another caller, yes. And I just want to say to you, Kurt, when we start talking about the Humanity Project and the two negotiations on those two parcels, if you feel the same way. But anyway, Randy, are you there? Good morning.
I'm still here. Good morning, y'all.
Thanks for hanging in there, Randy. We appreciate it.
Hey, a pleasure. I enjoyed the banter going on about Turtle Bay.
Good.
It was interesting information. My question to you, Mr. Jones, is what are your feelings about the state of Jefferson and why?
Great question, and I obviously am a very big supporter of splitting California in a number of different ways. I would support just about anything that cuts us off of Sacramento. Sacramento is out of touch and out of control with Northern California, and we will be far, far better off without that overreach that we see coming out of the state capitol. And it's affected every aspect of our lives. I can't see one reason why we should not separate from the state of California. I brought that up at council, and unfortunately we were going to do a resolution to help this state of Jefferson process, and it did not move forward. It failed 3-2. Councilmember Cadd and myself supported it. In my line of work, we see regulation after regulation after regulation, and in logging and timber and every issue you can imagine, it's forcing people to leave our great state. What a sad state of affairs, and I'm highly supportive of it, and I don't think this movement is going to go away this time. I think this will be a lifelong battle to split this state.
Do you think, realistically, do you think there's any possibility it happens?
Yes, and I believe it because it's the attempts have been so many. And the disconnect here, we get no representation.
But you're fighting a huge uphill battle.
Huge.
I mean, especially if it was
correct.
Just the state of California, I mean, the state of Jefferson separating off. Basically, what you're saying to the liberal establishment is, oh, by the way, we're going to create two more ultra-conservative senators.
Correct. And you know they won't support that.
Absolutely.
So here is why possibly I'm supporting State of Jefferson because I know it's what we need to be free. What is your life worth when you're not free? It's not worth a lot. So I'm going to support that movement. The six-state split out of San Jose
right.
is also a very interesting concept where you give San Diego their statehood, L.A., the Bay Area, and Sacramento. That may garner enough support that it could pass, and that would give us our state as well.
Right, and when I looked at that, I thought this one might have a chance right. because it looks to me like it's going to add to at least two Democrat senators.
They'll get their control, but we also get the type of representation that we're right. looking for, too. So that may be a way to go, but I'll support any effort. I really like the effort that's going on, and people are thinking about it, and when you really start thinking about it, this won't be a poor state. Even though you may only have 900,000 people, you get rid of this massive regulation, and you'll see business flock to Northern California like
Absolutely.
Never before.
You would see people move here.
Yeah, correct.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are, Randy. Jump in if you
have. Oh, thank you. It's my understanding that even if NorCal supports this, that it has to have a final vote in our state assembly, I guess.
Correct.
To approve or disapprove. And with the state of things down there right now, I can see us doing a lot of work to prepare for this and want it to happen, but can be shut down in Sacramento.
Well, Randy, you have an excellent question, but we never turn.
I'll take your answer off the line. I guess.
All right, Randy.
Thanks for the call, Randy.
Here, so.
Okay,
thank
okay.
you.
You know, just because
thank
something
you
is,
much.
Thank you, Randy. Just because something is difficult and it's a massive uphill battle does not mean we should not attempt it. You know, we put a man on the moon. That was a clearly a difficult thing to do, but we did it through hard work and determination. And splitting California is the right thing to do. And for a lot of us, either we have to move eventually, which a lot of them have done, or we have to split this state. There's not a lot of options. And so, to me, I don't want to move. This is my home
here. I think they're going to force you to move. We have another caller. We have Joanne on line one. How are you this morning, Joanne?
Good morning.
Hello. Hi, it's Julianne.
I'm sorry, Julianne.
I have a question about, can you explain what's going on with medications for people that need it because they have pain?
Is that under a city council purview?
No, but you were just talking about the different things that are going on with guns and.
I hear your question.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Joe. And we're short on this one, so we'll get an answer.
We'll get a quick answer. Yes, if you take certain types of mood-altering drugs, your doctor is required by law to submit that information to California Department of Justice, and that may restrict you from purchasing and possessing firearms and ammunition. So that is true. There is a list of some of those drugs available by Department of Justice, I believe, and through the VA as well. And so it is important that before you take a certain medication and you're a gun owner, you might want to make sure that you're going to remain a gun owner. So you want to look into those things before you take some of these, what they call mood-altering drugs.
So if you have a 215 card, you cannot get a...
In fact, if you have a 215 card or if you use marijuana, you can't buy firearms anywhere in the United States.
Right. Huh. So the 40,000 scripts that are written in Shasta County brings us to Measure A.
I'll bet you there's a lot more than that.
Vote yes on Measure A to keep the ban in place. And I'm starting to see those marijuana signs come up. No on A. But to keep the ban in place, it's yes on A.
I am.
Yes on the ban.
I'm not going to say which county. I was at the county yesterday doing something. I made a joke about it. So, yeah, it's hard for me to imagine the potheads getting organized. And a county representative said to me, yeah, they're very organized this time. So I was a little bit surprised. But, you know, and Julianne, what I brought up about those the mind-altering drugs is just the idea. Keep in mind, and I don't think you need to be alarmed, but you do need to think about this stuff. But keep in mind that with the conflagration and the mingling of all of this information where you're getting all these different data sources, and as they get better and better at aggregating, as Bob said, so – they're going to say, okay, now my doctor told me that you have to take this for my arthritis or this for whatever problem I've got, my constant back pain. They're going to be able to ping the system and say, okay, this person also has a CCW. Or they now, I don't know if the state keeps a log of who has a CCW. That's county by county. But I imagine they do.
They do.
So they're going to say, okay, this person's a gun owner. They're certainly going to know that. Okay, now we need to send them a letter. Anyhow, we need to take a break. We're running a little bit long, but I don't think you have to worry about it today, but it's something to think about in the future. We'll be back.
No, we everybody that is on these medications do have to worry about it today because we're being cut back to not just 1 month's worth supply, but the 15 days worth, and it's going to get less and less.
And that's a separate issue. That's with regards to the abuse of them. And we're late on this break, but I'll talk about that after we come back because you're absolutely right. That's becoming a national problem. Thanks for the call, and we're going to be back right after this.
816 on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
First things first, get what you deserve. It began when I was 21 years old.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm mesmerized by the video. She's a cute little girl.
That is, okay, this is That's why Lindsay all Sterling. Of a sudden I've taken a new interest in modern music. This is Pentatonix and Lindsay Sterling covering an Imagine Dragons song. And so these collaborations are just producing some incredible material right now.
And this is called what?
This is Radioactive, which was originally done by Imagine Dragons. And then these guys are covering it with a great version. And
cute little girl playing the fiddle, dancing around and gyrating all over the place makes it very appealing to the eye.
What was the one you showed the other day with her doing the shadow dance? That was Shadows by Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah.
That is just incredible.
She's got a couple of albums out. She's done them pretty much on her own.
With
40 million YouTube hits.
Yeah.
Record executives used to kill for those kind of numbers. And
yeah,
she
I
did
like
it on her, on
I
her
love
after
it.
Being told she couldn't, it wouldn't, it was not a saleable thing, that it couldn't be commercially successful. And she got together with a good producer, and this is what's happening.
Well, in Reading alone, she's going to be a hit because we hear it every day.
I guess she was here with some other... Oh, she was down in Anderson at the Mosquito Serenade.
Really?
Yeah. And I did not know that, or I'd have been down there. But so, I hadn't really discovered her.
So well, Patrick,
Let me finish up on Julianne. Oh. So what she was referring to is there's a national epidemic. It's in the news quite heavily. FedEx has been sued over it. I believe Rite Aid and Walgreens have been sued over the massive abuse by these doctors, just willy-nilly giving, and also the people that become addicted to these painkillers and the drugs. So they then shop doctors. They go from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, and they get their enormous amounts of these painkillers, which then become in the wrong hands, and it's become a pretty big problem because it's in essence some of this stuff is synthetic heroin is what it comes down to. So it's become a big problem. And so now the government is saying this is a big problem. We're going to severely restrict this and the amount that they are allowed to ship out to people at a time. Well, that becomes a problem. We have a friend who is well into his 80s, and he's been taking Vicodin forever and ever. He used to bellyache about his back hurting. And, you know, you kind of get used to hearing it. Oh, my back is every day. Oh, my back. Oh, my back. Well,
he finally gets from you.
Yeah, he finally gets at the VA. And which did a great job for him. And they said, you know what? You've got minuscule fractures up and down your entire spine. So when he was saying his back was killing him, it's because his entire back is in essence broken. Well, he has been taking Vicodin like candy for as long as I've known him, 10 plus years, and takes an enormous amount. Well, he needs that to be able to function on a daily basis to get up and walk because he literally has a broken back. So for people like Julianne and other people who need these medicines to help them just get through their day, they might need 300 a month, but for the guy who's had a surgery, he needs two a day. And the problem is the doctors have been sending out 300 a month to everybody, and the excess gets sold off and used for the wrong purposes. And so now they're saying, no, we're backing everybody up, and it's going to create a problem, although that problem has nothing to do with guns. So,
well, I just recommend a little Hank, Willie, and Waylon, and I think, you know, the world will be a little bit better if you,
they
you know,
we,
let's get rid of that fiddle, Bob, and you know, Jason Aldean or something.
I like it.
Well, I like it too, but I like a little bit of Merle too. I've got Merle on my iPad.
There's a party animal.
Absolutely.
So, on this Measure A, what are your thoughts on that?
That's a county issue, correct?
Yeah, and you know, and I.
It affects Reading, too.
Yeah, I mean, it affects Reading, and most people know that.
Actually, no, correct that, though. I don't think it does affect Reading. It won't affect. It's only. It's if you've county. Got a large property, the restrictions are only going to be on properties that are in the county. It's not going to have anything to do with
Reading County.
Reading.
There are parts of the county in Reading.
Okay, there That's are. True. So there's unincorporated Reading yes. it would affect, but if they're part of the city of Reading,
and,
they're not going to
so
be affected by
some of
by
those
this.
Areas are populated.
Yeah,
no, but I'm just saying it's know. Not a city issue; it's a
so,
county
so
issue.
If you so, live not, in your area,
county it, absolutely
it's
affected.
County.
Shingletown, Igo, all those areas absolutely
and so
affected.
So your neighbor, you get a neighbor that's going to put a pot, you know, do a pot grow there, right? You would have a problem with that. You got kids. You
I've
got
take,
the smell,
you know. And Ruth, I've taken a pretty tough stance on this. And first, let's say that I do believe that the goal of Proposition 215 and the Compassionate Use Act was to help people that were critically ill. And I do believe there's some medicinal value with the use of that product. And I truly believe that. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is the massive explosion of making money.
Right.
And when I was mayor for the city of Reading in 2010, my direction was to not have it inside the city at all, period. Partially because of liability to council members and the effects of the federal law that's still in effect. So no matter what 215 says, as long as you have the federal law, we have a contradiction, and I can't pick and choose in these particular cases. I think that would have been far better for the city of Reading not to have the backyard grows and not to have to deal with all the issues. And then you know, and the city attorney agreed with me at that time, and then within a few weeks, they decided to take a different approach and try to regulate a product. The problem is, when you regulate a product that is federally illegal and listed, that you have to create an ordinance that has so many loopholes and holes that is clearly going to be taken advantage of, and that's what happened in the city of Reading. It has devalued property. There's crime associated with this product that is very high, and people are making a lot of money. It's not that I don't have compassion for those that have a real need. There are those some that do, but we're talking a very small percent, and the other folks are just making a lot of money and creating a whole series of problems that affect our community. And the city council eventually for residents of Reading had to change as the court cases started to come and pass and things mm-hmm. started to change. They had to change their ordinance because it was going to leave council members vulnerable. And I just don't see again, we talked earlier about common sense in government, and you would think there's a way that people that are critically ill could get this product and the proliferation of making money on it would end.
And it's gone well beyond medicinal use.
I got to say, I don't have a problem with them making money on it. That money is spent in Shasta County.
Well, Kurt, when it comes
tax
down to
it
kids,
and regulate
first
it.
Of all, as a business
okay,
person,
it's
let
out
me
there
just,
no matter what. Kurt. So the idea that everything comes back to the kids, that's what they say when
okay, oh, how about your employees? How about the contractors that work for you? Out driving, who may have 215 scripts, out driving people
Ruth,
in their cars
they
to show
do,
houses.
Okay, this isn't going to affect anybody using this. If you think this is going to have any effect on anybody's use of this, you are ridiculously
yes,
naive.
They're just pushing the envelope, Kurt. So yes on Measure A. And the reason is because you're a business owner and you have guns in your shop. How many employees would you hire, whether they're sweeping the floors
that
or not?
That doesn't have anything
has,
to do with this. The idea that you think you're kind of saying, oh, this will make it go away. It's not going to make it go
well,
away.
It will make
so
it
regulate it, tax it. That's the way you
totally
take the profit out of it. You convert it to a commercial enterprise. Marlboro steps in because it's going to happen.
Do you
it's just a matter of
that
years.
They if are, it, for the 1 year that in Colorado that it's been legal commercially, that fatalities have gone up 100%, and that those who are
I hate percentages like that. That means it went from 1 to 2, right? Or does that mean it went from 2 to 4?
Does it really
or does
matter?
It went from 4 to 8? It
if,
does
if
matter.
You've got cannabis in your system, and it's gone up 100%. Hello,
you
from
know,
1 year.
You know, my point on this is that, and obviously, there's going to be some who are going to agree and disagree. From my and it's a very
voice,
it's a very highly volatile topic, and
very
back when it comes
so.
To City Hall, we have a packed house when okay. these things happen. But here's my standpoint. I'm an elected official representing the city of Reading, and as long as that federal law is there, mm-hmm. I can't be putting myself in a conflicted position.
Don't you think that just now they've made that even more difficult to understand? Now they're trying to change banking to allow people to do this. Don't – I mean –
my feeling on this, Ruth, is that you're 2 years, maybe you're 2 years away from California being legal, almost 100%. Certainly, it will be on the. They want it on the. It would have been illegal.
I don't
it would have
so.
Been.
There are people like me out there no that way. Are going it would to have say been legal. No.
There's
people
there's
like
more young people that are going right. to show up.
It's not a money making scheme. It is actually a problem for our kids. There's overdoses and children are being poisoned.
You can say
by
that.
Those
let's look at reality.
Marijuana
let's
cigarettes.
Look at reality.
99% of
let's
all
look
the cocaine
reality.
Users talk about.
We have a minute left.
Drugs.
Let's look at reality. You're 2 years away from this being legal in California. I can almost guarantee you. I think you're 5 years away from it being legal nationwide. So the under some very complicated, because you're talking about difficult. It's like growing corn in your backyard. Anybody can do it. So it will be. It's going to be a complicated issue. The question is, how does the government, much like Oregon – now, you're talking about Colorado. Oregon's completely legal. Not it's for recreational for anything. So Oregon – or no, not Oregon. It's
yeah,
medicinal. Right. Washington, legal.
Washington is.
Bringing in
Oregon.
Huge amounts of money. You're not hearing issues there.
Oh, yes,
Colorado, bringing in huge amounts
University
of tax dollars.
University of Oregon
dollars.
Did a study on it along with the University of Colorado. That's how our least statistics – and, Kurt, you need you know, to inform yourself a little bit on this because the issue is that
there's
people
over $100 million. They exceeded the tax
money.
Revenue.
Much more than money.
You're
it
insane, Ruth. There is the idea that it's going
to
go away.
If I may step in at this point.
The idea that it's going to go away because of a county ordinance is silliness. That's all there is to it.
Stop it here.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, living up to its name, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. Man's last stronghold. Go down there and get a great haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where you will not find Fufu magazines. You will find Guns and Ammo and Car and Track and all those great magazines. Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, and this one is for Patrick.
We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy. Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from the Skokie.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Everybody calls us
Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Just take those old. 834, and this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve up caramel, macchiato, and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving your the finest in your tobacco needs. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent. I'm joined by Ruth Angel. We've had Patrick Jones here as our guest this morning, filling in for Carl and Linda. I think Ruth's still outside on a smoke break. But actually, we're gonna segue from that because it's a very difficult topic. And you know, it is what it is. But speaking of people that have goofed up their lives by using illegal substances, we're going to talk about the Humanity Project. Which, okay, I'm fairly sure we're going to have a – this will be heated as well.
So they'll be negotiating on two separate parcels in South Reading.
They have not disclosed where those are, correct?
They have not disclosed. And now, I don't know
South Reading, so what area do you think we're talking about?
I'm thinking off 273, don't you?
Wonderful. So the Miracle Mile, which has not been the miracle, you know, or the what used to be the main drag through Reading, which has been in steady state of deterioration for some time, is going to get another beauty down there. But go on.
So we don't know that that's the location, but I'm thinking because it's going to be close to the resources, right?
Well, and I guess Churn Creek Bottom is available.
So what's your point, Kurt?
I just know you love Churn Creek Bottom. Anyhow, so they're negotiating two different spots in South Reading someplace, or South County or South Reading?
South Reading.
Okay.
So who's paying for it?
Well, aren't they getting grants and stuff?
Well, I think they're asking for federal money.
Yeah, I think my reading on it is that they don't have any money right now. Right. They're hoping to get federal grants to do these kinds, federal and state grants.
Who are they negotiating with, you know?
My guess is it'll be people like the money that just came out from B of A. Oh, as far as real estate, I have no idea. But as far as where they're trying to get that money, all that money from the B of A and the Wells Fargo and those settlements, which I've decried as foolish and silly, some of that affordable housing money will go into grants for things just like this.
Okay. Now, Ruth, why don't you explain the project so people understand what we're talking about?
Well, Shasta Humanity Project, what they're looking for is a couple parcels to put in these modular homes that are about maybe 144 square feet, their size of a suburban. They have a bathroom and I think a bed, and they're very small and compact, and a community center. Now, if they're going to set it up like Coyote Village, which is out of Olympia, Washington, basically the community runs itself and governs itself. So they have a set of rules on who can go into these homes and who's not eligible. And I think the most that these homes have had, from what I've read from the one in New York and the one in Washington, is about 50 people. So we're only talking about 50 individuals who these homes are going to help, and they have to meet a certain criteria.
Okay. Well, so that gives the listeners a little bit more idea. From my aspect, we have to take a look at what kinds of effects this is going to have in the surrounding neighborhood. And then, of course, we're going to listen to the public because they'll certainly have an opportunity to comment on a project once it's described in a particular location. And those are all real concerns, those people and that type of person, what type of people are going to be there, what do they bring to the community, what are going to be the effects in the nearby surrounding neighborhoods. I can recall years ago when Living Hope down off of Parkview wanted to expand their operations, and they did some feeding programs. And I didn't support that project. It did move forward 4-1 on council. And I had asked, how are you going to mitigate the effects of the pass-through from your clients? And they were not admitting or even describing any effects that they may have. And it did have effects on Parkview in a negative manner. And so you know, those are things that I'm going to look at when a project is presented and described and going through the process.
And from my perspective, I look at it like we have to take care of our own. So if you're developmentally disabled, and that is an individual. We're talking about individuals, not families. We're talking about a person. But we have a responsibility to take care of our own, not our drug addicted, not our law breakers.
What? You can't separate. You can't separate. What are you saying? You're saying take care of our own, but not these guys.
No, what I'm saying, Kurt, is that if you're developmentally disabled and need some help, I think we have a responsibility to help those
people.
You're
talking about segments of the population.
Yes.
The developmentally disabled, aren't they already getting care?
No, a lot of them aren't. For a very reason.
Well, there's certainly multiple state programs that help and assist the people in that kind of situation.
Well,
my beef with this is the average homeless guy, in my opinion, is that way because he chooses to. There's been a dude parked under the Palisadro 44 bridge now for over a week with a giant shopping cart filled with all of his belongings. If I had put up a real estate sign there, it would have been gone within hours. This guy has been there for 6 days now, completely just chilling out. 12-foot-high shopping cart, probably stolen from the holiday market. He's there by choice. He hasn't moved. He lays there. He sits there. It's their choice. Many of them, they might have mental problems. They most likely do, quite a few of them, by drugs or alcohol or whatever. But many of these people are there because they don't want to be part of society.
Well, let me just say that there has to be, and I think that people are going out. You have reporters going out, and there are people going out to do a needs assessment, so to speak. And so you have the short-term homeless, you have the long-term homeless, you have the lawbreakers, you have the mentally ill, habitual drug users, the drug dealers. Those are all separated out. So we're not throwing them into one big pile.
So who gets to go into these communities?
My concern is that this Shasta Humanity Project is exactly that, Kurt. Who monitors them? Who decides who gets to go in? What are the rules? And if they're going to self-govern, what does that mean to the public that surrounds these camps? And the other thing is that if you're going to do something like that, how are you going to measure the success? That's my biggest question. So if you put these camps up, we're not taking any of the crime element. We're not taking these drug dealers, these transients that we see, because they're obviously not going to get into this home based on what I've seen.
Is that for sure?
Well, that's based on
the model. You
got
to fund a couple of fundamental questions. First, when a person owns a piece of property, do they have the right to develop their property the way they see fit?
Exactly.
So,
and I can't think of any properties right now currently zoned to allow 50 small homes on a couple acre property.
Right. And so that's
so that would be a massive zoning change.
You would see mobile home parks going up everywhere.
Not to mention the cost of sewer. The cost of sewer to do this project would be fairly enormous. If you're adding 50 toilets to a neighborhood, right now your building fees, that's part of the reason they've gone up so high. They're a little bit ridiculous.
I would agree with you on that.
But you know they're so high because our infrastructure, you're seeing sewer pipes on the west side fail on a fairly steady basis now. So you know we're running close to the end of the useful term and the useful lifespan of most of our infrastructure as far as underground sewer and water.
You know, and here's another question that needs to be answered. You know, most of us, we have compassion, and Reading's a very compassionate town, and we want to help those that want help, and we want to see success in some of these people. But at the same time, you don't want to attract more of the same. Now, many cities across the United States, we're all facing similar problems. I recently, within a year, came back from New York, and I took a look at a variety of different things there, and their city practically was destroyed with the various problems of homelessness and transient activity and so forth. And they've changed that city. It almost became unlivable, and they changed, and they got tough on it. We're starting to hear and listen to concerns from all aspects of our community today that maybe we need to take a tougher stance on this, and yet we still want to be compassionate and help. How do you help without creating more of the same problem?
Well, I was frankly appalled at the South City Park incident, that 25 homeless people laying in the park, a park that is for kids and families. You got 25 homeless, and they're mad because the police want to do training there?
Every day? And it's every day. Go in the library, Ruth. Hey, you go in the bathroom and there's a stink in the bathroom. You're trying to figure out what it is. It's because they're living there. Well, they're using the library bathroom to clean up.
I worked at a city facility, and I think when the police department gets there, that might change things. But our facility was right next to the park.
I don't think it will.
And we would go out and take our lunches at the park because it was beautiful. Soon as that starts to happen, maybe city employees go out to that park and have lunch, things will start to change.
Well, the city employees have been there for a long time, and they haven't been going out there to have lunch because it's not safe.
Well, that's because of the homeless.
That's exactly right, but that's not going to change because the police are there, and the police are busy. They're not going to have,
you know. It might, because it'll give them an opportunity.
A little suggestion for me that might be fairly inexpensive is throw up some video cameras in that park. Make it so that there's no place in that park that's not under video surveillance, because the one way I can tell you going into foreclosures – if I've got people there that I don't want to be there, the easiest way for me to get them to leave is to take my camera out, and they scurry like rats running from the light.
Well, and
do not want to have their picture taken.
Part of Chief Paletti's new implementation plan is possibly using cameras that are mobile and move them around from various hotspots to be able to capture images of people doing illegal activities on certainly public property. And other individuals have already been doing such on private property. So those are things. I think the bigger question is the community is wanting to take a tougher stance that it's making our town unlivable.
There's a question too. Does the community have is the community behind this idea of the Humanity Project?
I don't know. I my sense is no, but I don't think so. And my question is who's accountable? And these are going to be long-term leases like they were in Washington. So we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about your auxiliary police department. You're listening to KCNR.
And at 8:45, this portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Carl and Linda's firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. It is 8:45. More after this.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55...
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959. I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Is there anything better than an authentic San Francisco-style deli sandwich? Well, if you live in Reading, but your heart's in the city by the bay, San Francisco Deli has got what you're craving. Try the North Beach, hot Italian sausage with Parmesan and marinara on a fresh-baked sourdough roll. Or how about the famous Mamma Mia with salami, mortadella, capricola, provolone, and all the good veggies? San Francisco Deli's been serving Redding since 1977. And whether it's the Giants or the Colt 45s, the folks at San Francisco Deli love supporting their baseball. Head on in, 2395 Athens Avenue, San Francisco Deli.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 11 minutes before 9 o'clock now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We've had a great time filling in this week for Carl and Linda. We've been here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Today's our last day.
Tomorrow you get to sleep in.
I am looking forward to it. This is not banker's hours, but...
Kurt's here in a t-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops. That's what that tells you.
No boots. Too early to put on socks. But before I forget, you know, if you listen to our Saturday show, I'm a huge supporter of FFA and 4-H. And Ruth just rolls her eyes when I do this, which just makes me want to do it even more. So my special thanks to Apex Fencing.
Cowboy. He's been a cowboy for like 2 years now.
Yeah, that's it. And you're not born a cowboy. You have to become one. And Eddie Axner Construction, Axner Construction, Axner Excavating, Harbert Roofing, those guys, Redding Lumber Transport, Shuffleberger Construction, the guys that, I'm telling you, they do an awful lot for this community. They throw a lot of money out there helping these kids, and I appreciate it. Steelhead Construction, and again, if you need a fence this year, Apex Fencing, that's who I'm rooting for, and Chandler Construction.
Propane. Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas also buys quite a few. Yeah, we're down to our last 10 minutes.
Before we went on break, you had a meeting with Chief Paletti about the auxiliary program, police program. Tell us a little bit about that and what was the result of that meeting.
You know, we brought this up. In fact, Councilmember MacArthur brought it up more than 2 years ago, and I supported that idea. Unfortunately, it did not move forward on a 3-2 vote then. But recently, as Gary Cadd has now come on council, I brought that subject up, and it moved forward on a 3-2. And so I'm meeting weekly with Chief Paletti, and we're going over ideas of a Redding Police Auxiliary, which are volunteers. And I, you know, just about every city that I Google or I visit has some sort of volunteer program for policing. And the area that has got me most interested in is volunteers in patrol, because we've seen how effective that is in other places, Cottonwood, Shingletown, Fall River. I help support those guys up there. They do a great job in patrolling. My goal here is to reduce crime, is to put a level of presence in our city to help stop crime before it happens, because the other half of this, the other bigger half of the problem, is incarceration, and that's a big money problem and an issue with the state and with the county, and it's our problem as well. So, but if I have a method or methods or a technique to reduce crime before it happens and utilize volunteers to do that, and the chief has been working with me, and we're looking, you know, for volunteers in a variety of different ways. Many people can take notes and reports. Other people may have an interest in patrol. So the idea came forward to use our old squad cars, put the word auxiliary on them. We're rotating out right now all of our Crown Victorias because they're no longer made anymore, and we've gone to an SUV. So we're going to have quite a few of these rigs that are still work for this type of work. And then we're going to try to create a plan, a minimal cost plan, to be able to utilize these squad cars and put some people out in the hot spots. The chief has done an excellent job in laying out a plan and compiling statistics as to where these tough areas are at. And I think by having two-man crews on a two-hour or four-hour shift of volunteers in certain targeted areas will help stop crime before it happens and give some of our residents some relief.
Now, we have had Chief Paletti on our show, and we interviewed him. And where are you finding common ground with this? Because I know he's open to the idea.
Yes,
so where are you finding common
ground? We're agreeing on a lot more things than we disagree on.
Right.
And, you know, the chief has concerns. He's responsible for the entire city. He's responsible for the well-being of his personnel, be it volunteers or paid professional police officers. So he has a lot on his plate, and he makes sure that those folks are protected. And so anything that we do, we need to continue with that. We're a very professional city, and he has a very professional department, and we want to maintain that. And we all know we're understaffed, and I fought hard at City Hall. And, you know, if there was anything that anybody can say about me over the last 7.5 years, I'm sure there's plenty, is that I fought hard to keep our costs down as best we can with pay and benefits so that we could have the level of staffing that's required. And we're short on that today. And the big issue are these unfunded liabilities, these pension costs. They're the big problem with public safety. And I don't want to pick on the firefighters because we have a great group of firefighters here in the city of Reading. But when you take a look at the average firefighter pay and benefit, it's $15,200 a month as an average. And when you let it balloon to that amount, I can't have the right number. Yeah, and it's a problem. And I can't now afford to have the right number of firefighters.
So let me get back to the auxiliary.
I just need to clarify. So you're saying that the average fireman's pay and benefits. Insurance gets very expensive, is $15,000 a month?
$15,200 a month. And police are a little behind that, but not much. And so it eats up 65% of our general fund. And of the general fund, 75 cents of every dollar, 75% goes for pay and benefits. And so those are the areas that I've
25 cents
so
left.
These guys, in correct. My mind, you know, the fire department never, I mean, it's always about the police. But let's talk about the police. Let's get back to that subject. What does the program look like at this stage?
Right now, we're going to be meeting for weeks until we come up. And we'll meet as long as it takes to come up with a viable plan.
Because I think some of his ideas about having people go out and you know, talk to people, take those reports, those are probably some of the things where people don't feel like they have a voice. People don't feel like the police really understand that their homes or cars got burglarized.
I think it's an excellent source to use a volunteer to take that report and to make contact with a person and say, let's take that report, let's file it, let's make sure that this incident is recorded. And so we can keep stats on it.
And I agree with that. It needs to be recorded.
So that's an area that we can work.
We have a question.
And it's a question out of the chat room. Why not police reserve instead? In other words, part-time guys with guns or girls with guns.
I'm willing to look at all those things.
Yeah, I think that's
great. And some cities call them reserves. And we kind of have a reserve program. We have a cadet program that they do make like $10 an hour.
Yeah, but that's different. Reserves
it's a little different.
You can actually be certified. I think it's AB 30. Anyway.
I think the sense that I got from Chief Paletti was the problem is, again, and one thing that we've talked about, liability. If someone, because you have the deep pockets, and if you get somebody that's not a true trained professional cop and he gets himself in a situation and something bad goes wrong and either he gets killed or somebody else gets killed, the liability of the city would be
massive. And the reserve program actually, they build a reserve officer. And all of the liabilities and training that go with that.
The difficult part on the reserve, in my opinion, is going to have guys – a lot of reserves are going to be retired. Double dipping. I think people haven't resented that.
All those questions are good questions, and we're working through those questions. But I can tell you this, that when you take a look at city after city throughout the United States, many of them – and I'm talking many. We're talking thousands of different cities – use volunteers in a variety of different ways – and reservists. And we need to do something different than what we're doing today because it's not working.
In my old city, we had citizens on patrol. We had reserve officers. So we had a pretty healthy program.
And property crime today is at an all-time high. And the idea with either reserves or volunteers is to create a level of deterrent, to show a greater level of force. Now, we do not want to put a volunteer in harm's way. Yeah. And when they see something that's dangerous, they will leave. They can simply call it in. The police can respond if they can. The idea is to just simply have that cruiser cruising neighborhoods or business districts that have had a rash of crime in the time periods that those crimes have occurred to reduce that crime before it happens. It's a proven technique in law enforcement. And it's the idea is these folks are not even going to get out of the cruiser. They're going to stay in there. They're just creating a level of deterrent.
Well, I don't even need to call us in, but I think if you go to across from Black Bear, that's where you first start.
Wonderful. Now, I have a question. We're down to 2 minutes. So you just said something, though, that we could spend 30 minutes on. So 75 cents of every dollar that comes in the general fund is now going out for pay and benefits.
That is correct.
So hard to grasp that. No.
Are you doing business? Yeah.
There's no business that survives on that model.
There is no business
in America that survives on 75 cents going out for pay and benefits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing.
Well, when we come to say to
so the question is, when we have 25 cents left, and that 25 cents has to go to do what?
Roads. and various
infrastructure.
Well, and I mean, you know, the utilities cover certain things, but clearly when you're spending 75 cents of every dollar, and again, that is why I'll take the criticism. I was recently called the most inflexible politician in Shasta County, stubborn, hard-headed.
Zero effect.
Nothing at all there. Tightwad to the bone, cheapskate. Because of the finances of the city, it is a serious, serious issue, and it's we're near playing with financial suicide when you take a look at these numbers. So it forces me to be very tough in negotiations.
Yeah, I imagine. And has anything changed? And we're down to our last minute, which stinks. Anything changed on the state level from when Brown went in there? Do we still have these massive unfunded liabilities and no one is talking about them?
That is correct.
Because it was talked about by everybody.
Well, they're talking about a minor reserve. The city says the same thing, but when you take a look at the unfunded liabilities, the post-retirement health care, over $130
million unfunded. So it's no better.
So we have the same problems.
We're down to our last 30 seconds.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. I always appreciate being here.
Thanks for coming in here. This has been a great week for us. I'm glad Carl and Linda will be back, and we will enjoy the rest of your day and have a great one. Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After almost 2 years in captivity held by terrorists in Syria, Peter Theo Curtis is a free man. He's back home in Massachusetts 2 days after his release. The journalist says he's overwhelmed by the outpouring of support he has received from his countrymen.
I suddenly remember how good the American people are and what kindness they have in their hearts.
He spoke to reporters this morning outside his mother's home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. An Air Force jet based in Massachusetts has crashed in the mountains of western Virginia. Officials say the pilot's status is not known. No injuries on the ground, but authorities still trying to reach the crash scene. The plane went down in Augusta County, about 135 miles northwest of Richmond. The United States considering a new relief mission in Iraq.
According to U.S. defense officials, the Obama administration is deciding whether to launch a humanitarian relief operation for Shiite Turkmen in northern Iraq. They've been under siege for weeks by Islamic State militants, and now there's an estimated